Welcome to Living Life on the Max with Keisha B. Spivey, a weekly podcast that will challenge you and encourage you to live your best life yet. Hello there and welcome to Living Life on the Max. I'm so excited to continue our discussion this week as we're talking about overcoming stress. These last couple of weeks, we've been talking about the pressures and stresses that come in our lives, how we cannot escape them, how they are all around us. And far too often, we spend time talking about how to cope with it instead of literally learning how to overcome it. And as we're talking about stress, the truth is there's a lot of stress around us that we can't do anything about. You know, if your manager or your spouse or your children, these responsibilities or deadlines and things that you need to do for them, you just need to get it done and you need to figure out how to do it. But there's a lot of stress that we bring upon ourselves. We literally create it for ourselves. And there's a lot that we can literally get rid of if we change the way we thought, if we did things a little bit differently, if we stopped putting the pressure on top of ourselves, we wouldn't have so many things that we need to rise above. We wouldn't have so many things that were weighing us down. Last week, we spent some moments talking about the pressure that we deal with trying to please the wrong people. We talked about knowing who you're trying to please, and we also talked about knowing why you want to please them. We talk so much about people pleasing. I know people don't like talking about it, but the truth of the matter is when you are trying to please the wrong people in your life, it literally makes you lose sight of what you're trying to accomplish. It makes you lose sight of what you're doing and why. You know, you can't please everybody. And if you're attempting to do that, you're literally setting yourself up and you're going to fall short. And last week we talked about how you fall and into what categories you fall into. And we talked a lot about criticism because you're so concerned about what everybody thinks about what you're doing, whether their opinion matters or not. We talked about conflict, how now you are upset because somebody's not pleased or doesn't agree with what you're doing. And so now you feel like you have to convince them that what you're doing is right. So you're now in conflict with other people and you're in conflict with yourself, which is literally creating stress. And the last thing we talked about is how it puts us in competition because now you're looking around at what everybody else is doing. You're in everybody else's business. And so now you feel like you have to compete with them. They have this, so now you have to have this. They're doing this, and so you have to do this. So all of these extra stresses and pressure and all this gets put upon ourselves by our own doing. And so we also talked about, you know, how we have the power to make a decision to limit that. We have the power to minimize that. And so this week, what I want to talk to us about as it's pertaining to overcoming stress and it's talking about looking at the man or woman in the mirror is to know what you want to accomplish. To know what you want to accomplish. In John 8:14, Jesus said, I know where I came from and where I'm going. I know what I need to do. I know what I need to do. I know what I'm on my mission to do. I know what my assignment is. And I'm using Jesus as we're talking about overcoming stress because that joker was constantly being interrupted. He had people coming at him. He was always on the way to do something and somebody showed up wanting him to do something else. And he modeled for us how to stay on track and not to allow those stressors or those outside pressure to be something that weighed him down. So he says, wait, I know where I came from. I know where I'm going. I know what I need to do. And today I want to pose that question for you. Can you say that? Do you know where you came from? Do you know where you're going to? Do you know what it is you're supposed to be doing on the way? The reality is this. Unless you plan your life and you establish priorities, you will be pressured by other people to do what they think is important. They will try to tell you what you should value and how to spend your time. You know, every day of your life, you either live by priorities or you live by pressure. I'm going to say that again. You are either living your everyday life based on your priorities that you set or pressure that everybody else is setting for you. There's no other option. Every day, you're being guided by your priorities. You're making decisions based on your priorities. Or you're being guided by your pressure. Either you're deciding what's important for your life or you're letting other people decide what's important for your life. It's so easy to get caught up in the tyranny of the urgent and literally come to the end of your day and wonder, have I accomplished anything at all? I've been moving all day. I've been going all day, but what did I accomplish? If your priorities aren't set, then pressures and winds will be having you going from one thing to another and completely lose sight of what it is you were supposed to be doing. You know, busyness does not necessarily mean productive. I don't think saying I'm busy is a compliment. Are you being productive? Are you moving toward purpose and destiny? Are you living according to the priorities that you say matter? Are you doing what's significant in your life? Are you doing something that at the end of the day, you're pleased with how you invested those 24 hours? You can spin in circles all day long and not achieve something of value. Those 24 hours that you're working with today, the 168 hours that you have this week, what are you accomplishing? Think about last week. What did you accomplish? Next week, what are you on track to accomplish? Only you can determine and constitute what has real value in your life. And that's really identified with how you spend your time. You know, it breaks my heart when people tell me how much God means to them, but they don't spend any time with them. How much their spouse means to them, how much their children means to them, but they're not a priority in their life. And here's the thing, don't be all getting condemned and stuff, because I didn't say that the amount of time, I didn't say that the quantity of time and the quality of the time were the same. You got to know the season that you're in. You got to know what it is you're aiming to accomplish. I think about my kids now. My kids are 24, 22, and 18. The amount of time I spend with them and what I spend doing with them is completely different when they were kids. That means they're not a priority for me now. It just means the season has changed and the needs have changed. So you have to be honest with what that looks like right here, right now, with where you are. So if you're asking, okay, Keisha, this is great. I hear what you're saying. Maybe I haven't been living like Jesus. I don't really know where I came from. I don't really know where I'm going. I need to get focused. I need to do things different. I need to become a good steward of my time. We talk about stewarding our money, but what about stewarding your time? When you are not stewarding your time properly, you never seem like you have enough, and you're always stressed out going nowhere. You are always feeling like you're caught behind or you're trying to play catch up. And that is not any way to live. If you prioritize your life and you stopped allowing pressures to guide you, then all of a sudden you realize that those 24 hours that you have in a day is more than enough to live a whole, healthy, well life. The choice is yours. You know, Bill Gates and the person who's living under a bridge have the same amount of time. The question is, what are they doing with it? What are you doing with your time? Are you living a productive life? Are you living a faithful life? Are you being a good steward? Because if the answer to those questions is no, I guarantee you're stressed out. Either you're stressed out or you simply don't care. You're stressed out or you just don't care. Which one is it? I want to talk to you these last couple minutes on reducing stress and becoming more productive. I'm going to give you a couple tips, and they're not rocket science, and this is not, you know, pie in the sky, and this is not going to be this big aha moment. I'm sure you've heard this, but if you've heard it and you know it, or at least you think you know it, why isn't it showing up in your life? Why are you so stressed? Why are you so overwhelmed? If you know it. So the first thing I want to talk to you about, very simple. Number one is prepare. Prepare. Write that word down. Prepare. Preparation presents, think about this, preparation prevents pressure. Procrastination produces pressure. Prepare. I'm going to say it again. Preparation prevents pressure. Procrastination produces pressure. You're putting off what you could be doing and should be doing now, and then you're going to wake up tomorrow with the pressure of what you didn't do, plus what you got to do, plus what you don't even know about that's coming toward you. You know, good organization and good preparation reduces stress because you, one, know who you are, two, you know who you're trying to please, and three, what it is you want to accomplish. So when you prepare with those things in mind, with clearly defined goals, priorities, and you're stewarding your time, it simplifies your life. When you have those things in order and something shows up in your day, then the answer is no, because that does not fit in alignment with your priorities. It's not aligning with who you are. It's not aligning with who you're trying to please. It's not aligning with the thing that you want to accomplish. So the answer is no. Stop putting everything on your plate and thinking that every good thing is a God thing, because it's not. If you're not living a clearly defined life that's based on priorities, that's being driven by pressure, then you are overwhelmed. You are stressed out. You are frustrated. And you're carrying that into every relationship. You're carrying that into every business meeting. You're carrying that in your body, which is why you don't feel well. It's the pressure and the stress that you're putting on yourself. And right behind preparation, the second thing I want to tell you is prioritize. Prioritize who and what is important to you. Who and what is important to you? And then take a look at your calendar. Are they present in your day? Did you plan for them? Did you put them in there? Or are you just hoping that by the time the day closes out, that somewhere or another, they can get some sprinkles of what's left of you? I just want to tell you this. You need to spend some time at the beginning of your day talking to God in prayer. Why? Because you want to invite him into your schedule. You want to invite him in so that he can literally identify how to keep first things first and keep the main things the main things. Because here's what I'm telling you. Life, from the time your feet hit the floor and you go out the door, stuff's going to be coming at you. 100 different miles an hour, different direction is coming. But if you've invited God in and you've asked him to show you what's important and to help you prioritize, you will know what needs your attention and what's sent to distract you. I can't say it enough. Every good thing is not a God thing. And I'm not saying that because it sounds good. I'm saying that because I have to say that to myself probably a couple hundred times a day, because good things come my way. But if it's not a God thing, it's a disobedient thing, because it's distracting me from what it is I'm supposed to be accomplishing. It's taking me off track. It's derailing me. You need to ask yourself yesterday, how did you spend your time? How'd you spend it? And the reality is, because yesterday is gone, you can't do anything about it. Did you exchange those 24 hours for something that mattered? Did you invest them, or did you spend them? Did they just slip away? Did they matter? Did they matter? And so when you think about today, the precious present, will today matter? Are you exchanging it for the same thing you exchanged it for on yesterday that's not even important to you, that's not even a priority to you? Or are you living in such a way that today when I go to bed tonight, I know that what I've done has been a life and a day of obedience and faithfulness and stewardship? I might have missed it. I didn't get everything done that I might would have wanted to get done, but I did the things that mattered. And I can rest like a baby tonight because today counted for something. I think one of the things that's leading so many people to this place of depression is anxiety. They feel like their life doesn't count. They feel like they're not being significant. They don't feel like what they do is mattering. And the reality is, it should matter to you and those people that are attached to you and to the assignment God has you here for. But only you can take responsibility for that. When you take the right approach to planning and you take the right approach to prioritizing, you will lower your stress level. And I'm not talking about something that somebody has told me. I'm talking about what I'm personally walking through. I honestly believe that God had to pick me up and take me 8,000 miles away to Africa so that I could remember what's important, so that I could get focused back on the things that mattered to me, so I could see simplicity before me, and I could look at my life and see how I had complicated things that didn't need to be that complicated. It showed me things that I was holding on to that I didn't need. So yes, when I cleaned out my closets and I was holding on to stuff that I thought I might need, I realized, wait a minute, why not be a blessing to somebody else with that stuff and make space to organize and prioritize and get centered on the things that mattered? I had to begin to declutter my life, and I didn't realize it was so cluttered until I started planning and prioritizing and getting in alignment with the things that I need to accomplish, the things that I need to achieve, my obedience, my assignment. You know, when we're overcoming stress, it requires us taking personal responsibility for minimizing self-inflicted stress. I had to realize that my life was crazy because I did it. It wasn't the people that I work with. It wasn't my family. It wasn't responsibilities. They were personal choices that I made to complicate and stress myself out. And just like I made the decision to do it, I had to make the decision to undo it. Why? Because what I am supposed to accomplish is important. And the truth of the matter is, at the end of my life, I want to hear, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." And he's not going to measure my faithfulness against what you did or what my neighbor did or what my husband did. Have I been faithful with what he's given me? Have I stewarded what he's given me? Have I prepared and prioritized and planned and executed the things that he has told me to do? Or did I allow the pressures of this world, the distractions of the world, the urgent and the tyranny of the unfinished to rule me? Or did I let him reign? So yes, we can talk about coping mechanisms all day, about taking a walk. You need to do that. Getting proper rest, absolutely. Eating healthy, drinking water. Oh yes, you need those things. But what about the things that you're doing to yourself? What about the pressure and the stress that you're putting on yourself? Isn't it time you looked in the mirror and had a real conversation with the man or the woman looking back at you and told him or her the truth about how you feel about all these things that you've made a part of your day that shouldn't be? Only you can do that. You have to know what you are supposed to be accomplishing. You have to know where you're going. You need to know who sent you. You need to know why you're going. Only you can answer those questions. And I want to encourage you, if you're like, "I don't know where to get started," sit down and have a sweet talk with Jesus. Because he wrote the end of your story before there was a beginning. And he can help you see clearly. He can also help you plan. He can also help you prioritize. And then he can literally show you how to execute in a way that brings him glory and a way that allows you to enjoy your life. It took all that's happened in the world for me to get to this place where I realized I am committed to enjoy my journey. I am committed to enjoy my journey, which is why I'm talking to you about overcoming this stress. Because if not, if you don't deal with this, it will literally squeeze the life out of you. And there'll be no joy, no peace. You won't be able to enjoy what God has given you. Next week, I'm going to come for you strong because we're going to be talking about focusing on one thing at a time. And I think it's so funny that God has me talking and teaching about this because he has me walking through this. He has me simplifying things. He's helping me to understand multitasking ain't always a good thing. You know, I know the world says do it all, but you can't. Not with excellence and not for his glory. So next week, we're going to be talking about focusing on one thing at a time and about being a finisher. People so excited about starting, but what about finishing? How much stress is on your life because you got 1,000 things started and you haven't finished any of them. So look forward to connecting on next week. And until then, do you to the max. God bless you.